That was pathetic. We're going to try it again. Hello!
Hey!
That is how not to greet people when you're birding, okay?
Becky Collier is a 4-H program coordinator in West Alabama. She's holding a presentation on birds of prey, or raptors, for a large group of kids this morning. The raptor demonstration is part of the launch of the West Alabama Birding Trail in Pickens County.
It's a beautiful area to be able to see migratory birds come through.
Mary Rhodes owns a nature shop in nearby Tuscaloosa. She's brought bird seed to pass out to kids at today's trail launch and talk about her passion of bird watching. Rhodes says there was a major drop in bird activity after last April's tornadoes.
This year, we have seen a lot more feeder activity at my customers' feeders, whether that be because of droughts or, you know, other places across the United States. Nature goes where there's food, water, and shelter. They need those three things.
Other birdwatching enthusiasts aren't as optimistic about their recovery. Paul Franklin is an avid birdwatcher. His bird calls are a common technique used to draw out different species at Birmingham's botanical gardens when they can be hard to spot.
That noise simulates the sound a screech owl makes. And songbirds will frequently come and investigate or mob a screech owl if they find it during the day. So you're just trying to get them to be inquisitive and drop in.
Franklin has served as president of the Birmingham Audubon Society, and he taught birding classes at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. And he knows how to play to his audience. That's his rendition of the Eastern screeching owl you heard earlier. The tufted titmouse, the barred owl, and the Carolina wren for good measure. Franklin says native species, the ones that breed and stay through the winter in the continental U.S., are actually thriving in Alabama. But for migratory species like peewees and the black-throated blue warbler, it's a different story.
The pure migrants that depend on habitat being there for a certain period of time for good migratory stopovers on their way to and from the northern U.S., those are not doing well at all. Probably 3/4 of those are declining.
Franklin says information from breeding bird surveys shows this was happening even before April 27th, but the tornadoes that tore through the state last year made matters worse.
This is one of the things that happens when you rejigger habitat with storms or fires, is that that spot that's been there for years is no longer available. So when you wipe something like that off the map, the places for birds to hide, feed, recharge safely go away, and it makes migration a more dangerous thing.
This drastic change in habitat also impacts breeding for many migratory birds like purple martins and yellow warblers. They only produce a few clutches of eggs a year. So when these tornadoes destroy these habitats, Franklin says they may have lost an entire year of breeding, and it could take years to recover.
You've lost the entire ecosystem, and it takes generations for that to restore itself. So, yeah, many of those birds would come back. Perhaps they have a better opportunity because of lower competition to recover those numbers, but it doesn't happen in a year. It doesn't happen in 2 years. It might not happen in 5 or 10.
Franklin's concern over the tornadoes and their long-term effects on migratory birds is just speculation. In New Orleans, it's a different matter, where a more scientific approach is underway.
About 2/3 of the bird population that had been there before the storm had disappeared.
The storm Dr. Peter Yockey is talking about is Hurricane Katrina. He's a professor of geography at the University of New Orleans and conducted urban bird studies before the storm. A few years after Katrina, he went back to those same areas to compare the number of birds present after the storm. He says, unlike Alabama, native bird species have been hurt the most, while migratory birds haven't seen much of an impact. And although the key factor for both events is the dangerous winds, there is a major difference.
A tornado track is a much narrower impact geographically, spatially, than is the impact of Hurricane Katrina, which was not only a hurricane, but it was a very large hurricane. And so when just a small swath of land gets cleared or a lot of trees get knocked down in it, you may not even be impacting an entire bird's territory in some cases. It may just simply retreat to the edge of the area.
Yaki says while New Orleans bird populations are slow to recover, he's optimistic that won't be the case in Alabama. Bird watchers like Mary Rhodes and Paul Franklin will just have to watch and wait to see if the purple martins and yellow warblers keep dropping by during migration season. Maggie Martin, APR News in Birmingham.